Hello, everybody.
It's Mystery Minutes time.
Except we've gone completely off the rails because we've had a little bit too much rosé and a little bit too much, I don't know, work time today, maybe.
Yeah, and I've had a little, too little sleep because I only got 4 hours sleep.
You're running on no sleep.
Yeah.
I frankly am just, it's been a big week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a James Charles drama that I even somehow involved in All Aussie Mystery Hour. Didn't even make any sense.
It didn't, but what is the All Aussie Mystery Hour Facebook group if it isn't just self-promoting our own interests?
I know.
That's what it is.
We're the bosses. We are the gods the group.
We're on the iron throne of that group because Game of Thrones was also really big this week and we wrote the recap and we did heaps of stories and it was crazy.
And then we went Daenerys in the group. Like it's like we embodied her.
We embodied her and just shot fire at everyone. And if you haven't watched Game of Thrones yet, well, you're
fucking idiots.
It's fucking whatever day it is. Like, we're recording this on Wednesday.
It's at least Thursday or Friday.
There's no spoilers as of Tuesday, in my opinion.
Absolutely not.
If you haven't watched it.
Just get your shit together.
That's your own fault. It's the final season.
Your child had, like, a vomiting bug.
I don't care.
Just watch it while they're sleeping off a bit of the vomit before they wake up to vomit again. Yeah. You know?
You can watch it in parts.
Sort your life out.
Yeah. I don't agree with... Fuck you, pedestrian, for posting spoilers after it's been on TV 3 times on Fox during the day.
Immediately get out of my face. That's what I think about that.
We weren't even going to talk about that, but
no,
now we have.
We've got a goal. We've got a single goal for today.
Yeah.
And it all started because we were standing around. We're welcoming some people. I don't know who we're welcoming, some people from work.
People from the Melbourne office are visiting.
Yeah.
So it's like. And there's a new man has started today.
Yeah, but I don't know who any of these people are.
But
there was cheese.
Yes, there was cheese. Lots of cheese.
So much cheese. And we were standing in front of our favourite cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like...
marvelling at it.
But what if everybody heard our thoughts about our cheese?
Yes, because you all want to know.
Because
everyone likes cheese.
Well, this is the theory, but they also do come here for mysteries. But then I think cheese is a mystery. How does it get made?
And Mystery Minutes, we've always said there's no fucking rules because we're the bosses.
There's no rules. We're the boss bitches. We're the fucking gods of Mystery Minutes and you can just fucking deal with it.
Mm.
You person that isn't even complaining and is happily listening to us talk.
These theoretical people that we make up and yell at in every episode. This wine, lemon and ginger tea.
Yeah. It's more of a raspberry tea
today,
isn't it?
It's like one of those raspberry apple teas from Twinings. That's what it looks like.
It really does, doesn't it? But it's actually secretly a tea.
It's an alcohol. We're injecting alcohols.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we sound extra zesty.
That's also why I said, who knows how cheese is made? Because a lot of people know how cheese is made.
From milk.
But I still don't understand.
I don't understand the finer points of it. And I don't want to know. I don't want to make my own cheese.
I don't want to know. Blue cheese fucks me up.
Because that ruins the magic for me. I'd rather just buy the cheese that's already made.
Yeah.
I don't want to know the magic behind cheese making.
No.
The harsh realities of cheese making.
Especially blue because I don't want to know how you get mold in there without killing me.
I'm really glad they stopped calling it blue vein.
Oh, yeah.
Like some people still do, but it's mainly just blue cheese now. Because vein...
is bad.
I have a list of words and my dad would be here laughing because he knows I have this list of words, most of them medical, that I just can't bear and he can't say and he has to find other words to say what he's trying to say, like that game where
Taboo.
No, not taboo.
Taboo's that. That's taboo. It's probably also another game, but...
what's taboo?
Scattergories. No.
Is it scattergories?
No, that's when draw things. No. Balderdash. No.
No, that's the one where you lie.
I love balderdash.
It's scattergories, isn't it?
No, scattergories is where you draw it, isn't it?
I'm talking about the one...
taboo is when you got a little squeaky and you have to like not and then they squeak it if you do anyway.
No, I'm thinking of, oh my God, there's going to be people listening that are like...
it's this!
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
It's called articulate.
Articulate.
And you've got to say, you've got to get them to say the word you're thinking of.
Well, think of a word and I'll try and say it.
This is a word that I hate...
okay.
When you hurt yourself.
Broken arm. Scratch. Cut.
Like that.
Gash.
Like that.
Bleeding.
But what's it bleeding out of?
Vein. A wound.
Yes.
Oh, amazing. That was really fun.
And then you said it and then it's like you've got to get a certain amount of words in the space of a minute or whatever it is.
Mm, mm,
it's really fun. I like that game.
I like that game
but
too.
But my dad basically has to play articulate because I don't like any medical words, including vein.
Yeah, I hate vein.
This has really been a tangent into board games.
I liked it. But
are we talking about cheese?
Okay, so let's talk. Whoa, I'm already slurring. Let's tell everyone about our favorite cheese that we both love equally.
Yeah.
Maybe I love it a bit more than you.
I love it. It's my favorite. Wait.
Ever?
Wait, what are you going to say?
The one that we both love that's out there, the big wheel of Castello.
Castello. Blue. But not vein.
And it's a specific Castello blue.
Yes, it's the fucking best. I love it so much.
So Castello has a lot of blue cheeses, guys.
And you know what? It's kind of like Bogan Brie. Like it's not the fanciest cheese.
It's 1,000,000% not fancy at all.
It's good because it is a fucking everyman's cheese, you know?
It absolutely is.
They know what they're doing, Castello.
It's Castello creamy blue.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Level 4 bold,
yeah,
it says.
So it's very bold.
It's very good. Okay, here's the thing. If you're not into blue cheese,
you won't like this.
No, you will. Because I
very
used
bold.
No, because when I was not into blue cheese, that was the first blue cheese that I had. But you
it
have
was your
to
gateway
have it.
Drug.
It's the gateway
I'm
drug.
I'm screaming. Sorry, everyone. Listening.
So am I. I'm
on
screaming
the
so loud.
Awkward stool too. And I keep slipping off.
I don't know
off.
Why I gave you the weird
and now
stool.
I can't.
What is this stance? Take a photo of you. You're the power stance on the stool. You're going to hate that photo so much, but it
Why?
Needs to be shared. Because
is
it's
it ugly?
Just like, it's so weird looking. It's like all your body proportions are out.
Oh, shit. I can't. I'm going to sit on the floor.
Okay. Sit on the floor.
Goodbye, stool.
I'll just sit up here.
I'm sitting
I've
on the floor.
I've become the real god of this thing.
Yeah. I'm like a kindergarten
I know.
Student.
And I'm like a weird teacher. I feel like a creepy teacher.
Yes.
So
it was
I didn't
gateway.
Like it.
Okay.
And now I love all blue cheese, including the really aggressive ones.
Because
so,
of that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe level 4 bold. Maybe it's a 1 to 10 scale.
It could be.
And 4 is not that bold.
I'm going to say it could maybe a level 1 to 6 scale or something, you know?
Maybe. I love blue cheese. Like I was saying to Aiden, our workmate, because we were discussing this very topic. And he was like, you know, sometimes they're a bit manky or like, what do you say? I'm like, I love manky. Give
like,
me the manky.
Yeah, like, what did he say? It was
he said,
like
you don't
bit...
want it to be all blue. And
yeah.
I was like, I kind of do sometimes.
Like, I sometimes want to cut it open, there's a weird gap and it's like grey fuzz
yes,
mold.
The
like,
mold.
Not right,
yeah.
But a little bit right.
And I said, I want it to smell like vomit or poo.
Mm.
Like, that to me, the stinkier the better. For blue cheese.
I want it to seem like someone has had an accident in their pants.
And then put that
but
in
no,
foil.
It's the cheese.
And sold that.
We're not sure if Josie has had an accident or if she just opened the
She's
cheese.
She's opened the blue cheese. I love it.
And then put that in foil. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I love blue cheese is my number one favorite cheese. Like that, I love that Castello, but I just love blue. If I'm making a cheese plate, it's the first. I've got to tick that off my list first.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I will only eat blue
mm-hmm.
with one of those fruity nut crackers.
Yes, they're nice. It's
those,
a nice
they're crack.
And
they
it's
are
really
crack.
Nice with if you don't have a fruity nut cracker, but you have, as Anna, our other colleague, said, I would like a nice quince paste
Oof,
with this.
Yes.
Because the fruitiness and the real sharpness of the manky blue really go together.
The balance.
Nicely.
The balance
yeah.
of the flavours.
They
the
complement
the sweet
each other.
And the whatever the other thing is.
Moldy.
Mold and the poo wrapped in foil.
What other cheese do you like, Melissa?
Well, I really like this weird Greek cheese that my mum's been buying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called...
This is niche.
Yeah, it's so fucking niche. Okay, I think it's called kefalotiri. I'm just checking that. Yeah, kefalotiri. Okay, so when we were in Greece, this is such a like, when we were in Greece, I'm a traveled. I'm a wanderlust traveler. But
hashtag wanderlust.
Hashtag wanderlust, hashtag travel, hashtag.
Hashtag take me back.
Take me back.
Oh, Jesus. I just spilt my raspberry and apple tea.
Hashtag travel is life. Anyway, yeah, so it's, look, I'll read the description from Wikipedia.
We love Wikipedia here at all.
It's a hard, salty white cheese made from sheep milk or goat's milk in Greece and Cyprus. And there's also Kefalo Graviera, and I don't know which one is the one that I like, but it's one of those two. Same shit, to be honest.
See, that's a great segue because out there I ate that whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I didn't love that, but it made me think I love manchego, which is the Spanish sheep's milk cheese.
Literally put manchego in my fucking veins. Yep. I don't care if I die.
I want to be made up of 98% manchego.
I want at all liquid times. Manchego. I want my limbs to go weirdly stiff because you shouldn't have cheese in your bloodstream. No,
because it will harden.
And you'll die. And
you'll die.
But in a good way.
It's a beautiful way to go. If there's a serial killer that was going around injecting people with manchego.
Line me the fuck up.
Sign us up.
That's the only one that can come after us.
Just manchego. The cheese
killer.
Can I tell you another cheese I really like?
Please do.
And this is specific to, I'm not very well travelled.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been to Europe. I've been to London, but that's not counted as Europe.
No, that doesn't count.
But I've been around America a fair bit. Mm-hmm. And whenever I'm in America, I go wherever I am. If I'm in New York, I go to the bodega.
Oh, okay.
If I'm in fucking Hawaii, I go to Foodland.
Okay.
And I get a pepper jack.
Oh, fuck yes. The yellow cheese.
The yellow one with the... It's got sometimes chili, yes. Jalapenos, yes. Pepper,
yes.
Monterey Jack.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, fuck me up. Just
fucking American cheese. And
it's
like,
so good.
I know if you're really up to date on Rival Podcast, My Favorite Murder, she was talking about putting Monterey Jack slices on crisp bread and eating it with a pickle. And I'm like, that could be my last meal.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. But yes, Monterey Jack,
pepper jack. They melt so good
on
burgers.
And when you get a burger in America, they're like, what cheese do you want? And I'm just like, I love America. God bless America.
Yeah.
Where there's six cheese options for your fucking burger.
Which is how it should be everywhere.
They give you Swiss, there's cheddar, there's American Jack, mm-hmm. there's Monterey Jack,
mm-hmm.
there's fucking blue. Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Do you think pepper jack is your favorite of the jacks?
Maybe Monterey Jack, now that I think about it. I'm not sure which one has the jalapenos and the chili and the pepper.
Yeah.
But the spicier, the better. I like that
zesty. I'm going to say Pepper Jack has them because it's called pepper.
I feel like pepper only has the pepper.
Oh. But they call chilies peppers over there.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Maybe it's Pepper Jack.
Americans, you're
whichever
weird,
one
but
it
we
is,
love you.
It's fucking amazing. It's I love it. So good, that's my next one for the list. What that's else are you adding?
Baby Bells.
Oh.
Oh. Okay,
yes.
When I was in Europe.
I know that you've been to Hawaii, Josie, but have you heard of Europe? Can I interest you in my stories of Europe?
Paris, France, supermarket,
mm-hmm.
Babybel the size of my hand, my whole hand.
Is it still called a Babybel? Is it
still
just
called,
a bell?
I don't know. I can't remember, but I have a photo of it
Big
somewhere
bell.
That I'll find of me eating it.
Oh.
It was like, you should have cut it up, but I ate the whole thing.
Remember that bit in Seinfeld when George... is talking about like his ideal day and he's like, I'm going to be stripped naked to the waist, eating a block of cheese like it's an apple. No, eating a block of cheese the size of a car battery.
Yeah.
And then later he says he wants to eat cheese like it's an apple. I've never related to anyone more than I relate to George Costanza.
I think about often trying to like getting a wheel of brie and just eating like a sandwich.
Thing.
But this is that's what I did with the Babybel. It was so good.
Yum.
I buy them all the time.
Yeah,
they're good. What is that cheese? I don't even know what it is. It's just the Babybel cheese.
It's just Babybel. I don't know what it's made
like
of.
It's like sharp, but it's like bitter almost, but creamy.
It's creamy. It's nice.
Reminds you of your childhood. You have to peel the weird wax off it. What's your other cheese? Give me another one.
Look, I'm from Newcastle. I'm pretty basic. Yeah. I don't mind a Jarlsberg.
Oh, I love a Jarlsberg.
Yeah, give me a Jarlsberg. I'll always add one to my cheese plate.
Yes. My sister completely disagrees with me.
Really?
And I'm like, have you had Jarlsberg for a while? Because it's fucking good.
It's nice. I love that. What's the flavor? Like, I can't think
nutty?
Of it.
Nutty?
It's nutty.
And mild.
It's nice.
It's a mild nutty flavor.
You can go more hardcore with your nuttiness. Like there's other cheeses, like a bit more niche. But I like Jarlsberg.
Do you think I look like Kath Day Knight in this outfit today?
No, I wanted to ask politely if I could borrow that vest.
Oh, you can absolutely borrow it,
Josie.
Yeah,
when I
of
see Maggie Rogers, I thought it might be a bit of a vibe.
Absolutely, you can borrow it.
Like
don't
fringe.
Lose it. It's vintage.
I won't.
But I had a really quick thought that I looked like Kath.
No, you don't.
Kath from Kath and Kim.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, that was a weird aside that had nothing to do with anything. But it's going to stay in because I like it. Well, I'm going to be a basic bitch too, Josie, and I'm going to say sweet chili Philly is a mood.
My
and I
friend
love it.
Brie, friend of the podcast, that's what
momager.
She brings, our momager, she brings that. That's her contribution if we're ever doing like wine and cheese. I'll always bring that pesto dip, basil dip.
Mm.
That's my thing I need to have. She always brings a sweet chili filly. And then we have other things, like there's always a blue cheese, but that's like her thing and I love it. It's so bogan and so basic and it's the best.
It's just good.
Remember when they invented it? I still remember.
Oh,
when there was the ad. Sweet
chili filly tastes great.
And she fucking flips it over and it's on the plate. It's a beautiful centerpiece as well as a delicious treat.
It is. the image of the sweet chili just, you know, sort of oozing over this.
Really gracefully.
Round, sort of flat, white block.
Yes. Oh, it's just the nicest thing. I tried to do it the other night, but I was already like one savvy bee in to the evening and I like overturned it and like it kind of slipped away and then the sweet chili went over half the filly and then onto the bogan brie that was next to
so
it.
So disgusting, that visual that
and
I have
was
in
like,
my head.
I was like, sorry guys, I fucked it. Brie and Maddie were like, it still tastes good. It just didn't look beautiful. It didn't look like the ad. It wasn't aspirational.
You want the ooze to be even.
It was bad. It was a puddle of sweet chili next to the filly. And, like, the poor bogan brie was just kind of soaking in it and didn't look happy.
No, it wasn't happy with you. What's another one?
I'll always get, like, if I'm making a cheese plate, I like to have a blue, a hard and a soft. Mm. Just as a rule, I think that's safe.
I think that is a good rule.
So I kind of think I prefer camembert to brie.
I can't tell the difference. I cannot fucking tell the difference.
I've Googled the difference.
What is it?
One of them's actually better for you, camembert.
Is it?
So I think that's why.
Why?
It's something to do. The only difference between them is like the cultures that are used to make them.
Mm.
Because I think lots of brie taste different and lots of camemberts taste different.
I could
different.
Not. You could put like three brie's, three camemberts in front of me and I could not tell you what's what.
Have you ever been to, there's a place in Surrey Hills opposite that bar, the Beresford,
mm-hmm.
and it's a cheese shop and a wine shop, but they do, we should go if you haven't been,
I've
we have
never
to go.
Been.
So they do like cheese of the world, they do cheese nights where you do a cheese and they pair it with wine
what?
And they explain
have
it all.
Have I never been there?
Oh my God, we're going. It's so much fun. I've been to two of them.
Yeah.
So we went to like a French one with Julian's parents are French. So we went to a French one and then we went to like a cheese of the world one, which was, and they talk, but it's not boring. Like they talk through it in a fun way of like how it's made. And
I also am
you
very
eat a bit
interested.
Of the cheese and then they pair it with wine. And by the end, you're quite shit faced.
Yeah.
And you buy, and then everything's 20% off. So you buy like four cheeses and three bottles of wine. You're like, bye.
You're like, I'm going to go have some more.
It's
at
so
home.
Much fun. I'll go on the website and we can go the next one. Cause
I
it's
am
a real
so
vibe.
Into that.
It's really fun.
I wanted to remember the name of that crumbly cheese.
That you hate?
Yeah. It's the one and it's like a cheddar.
Mersey Valley.
Yes. Oh, my God. I fucking hate Mersey Valley.
Sorry, Mersey Valley, if you're listening.
I don't care if they're listening.
But also Macca's, if you're listening. We did mention
Macca's.
In the last episode that we want Macca's, so please send it to
Can
us.
Can we also just segue quickly? Macca's uses like American cheese on their burgers and that's why they're the shit. And
like
by the
yellow,
shit, I mean the good shit.
Yellow processed. Mm. Slices.
Macca's, we don't even want money from you. We just want a burger.
We literally, I just want the Uber Eats bag to appear.
Yeah.
And for Vanna, our office manager, to say, Josie, there's some treats from McDonald's for
you. But don't tell us you're sending them. Just magically send them on a Thursday afternoon at like 4 p.m.
Yeah, because that's when we record.
Yeah.
Did you see someone in the group?
No.
Said they worked at Macca's.
Yes.
And now they don't.
Yes. I know him. I'm pretty sure he is the one and he now works. Actually, I don't want to say because that's probably like.
Doxing him?
Well, it's not dox. It's just, you know, revealing personal information.
Oh,
someone
right.
told you when.
Right. Okay.
We were saying hello at the live show and he said he worked at X place.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure I know who he is.
Oh, we met him.
I'm pretty sure I met him. Yes. I'm pretty sure you met him too, but you might have been like.
Blonde?
Off.
Dark hair?
Blonde.
Yep. Yep. I remember. Because we have a lot of female fans, but there are a few male fans.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
We remember you all.
Oh, my God. It was fun.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. Let's not go down that road, though, again, because I think everyone's – are you all bored? No. It was so fun.
You know, we haven't
no
listened
one's
to
bored.
The recording yet.
We're going to listen to it with some wine.
Is this actually recording?
Yeah. I can see the red light.
Yeah. We thought for our first episode to listen back to it and edit it, we should do it together.
Yeah.
Because we usually edit our own episodes. that we host or present the case, but since we both did it, and I just think we need to clutch each other, as my dad would say, and drink wine and scream.
And a lot of screaming and squealing.
I can't wait. And we can get Big Macs.
We can buy our own Big Macs with our own money.
Fucking how rude, seriously.
So rude.
Even if you don't work for McDonald's, but you work for Uber Eats.
Oh, that also would work for us.
Because then you can organize. But Deliveroo do Maccas?
If they do. I don't know. Maybe they do.
Where I'm from, it's only Uber Eats.
Menu log? No.
Oh, they might do Maccas.
Anyway, whatever. The point being, any company any connection to Maccas.
Connection you have to Maccas, no matter how weak the connection is.
Why do we get so obsessed with Maccas all of a sudden?
And a Big Mac's $5. And we're
it's we can easily buy it.
Need a
it's not like we're asking
and
for
And I told you, if my footy team wins, we get free Big Macs. But I need someone to send it to me.
I want it because I think that it will say to me, you matter.
And you've made it.
You've made it.
That's my ambition for this podcast. Is not a world tour. I just want someone from McDonald's
to recognize hear it. Us. Just know me, Maccas, with one Big Mac.
Oh, I burped into the microphone. Too much raspberry and apple tea.
It's all right because I need to itch my ear anyway.
Okay.
Oh, that feels so good. This is being edited out. That was sexual. I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows? It's mystery minutes. Remember that time we attempted to edit it and then we put a weird echo in and everyone thought they were having a stroke?
That's because I was drunk and I did it. That was a bad idea. Anyway, back to Mersey Valiant. I just don't like it because everyone likes it. But also, it's weird that a cheese spreads, and I know I just said sweet chili Philly, but that's
different.
A cream cheese.
That's cream cheese that's
this
supposed
is a
to spread.
Fucking tasty cheese.
It shouldn't be so spreadable.
How are you?
It's rude.
Why? How? it's so rude to
I'm
the other hard cheeses.
And it crumbles so much, and it's just ungainly.
It's everywhere on the plate.
I just want to cut my cheese.
I
put
want
it on
slice.
My cracker.
Yes.
And eat it without looking like a fool.
I don't want it to just spill down my
I don't want it
boobs
spilling
into my cleavage.
Into my cleavage.
And then it melts there. And then I find it stuck to my bra later.
And then you think the serial killer has got you, the one that injects people with Manchego.
And I say, thank God.
But then you're like, this isn't Manchego, it's Mersey Valley. This
and then
is a terrible way to go.
If the cheese serial killer came for me, but he injected me with
Mersey Valley,
I would be so angry about that.
That would be a horrible, horrible way to go.
I would be so mad.
That's so bad. What else were we going to talk about that
That's
wasn't
it.
Cheese?
I don't want to talk about the other things, do you? We're going to talk about serious shit that I just, frankly, am happy to keep this at cheeses.
Okay. Cheeses of the world.
I don't think I've got, have I got more cheese to talk about?
I mean.
Do you know what I haven't tried ever?
What?
That raclette.
Oh, I love it. Julian being French.
Yeah, I know.
Come to the, okay, we're going.
Yeah,
we're going to the cheese place.
We're going.
I can't even remember what it's called. I'll find it.
The cheese place. But. Oh, for anyone raclette. That doesn't know what we're talking about, it's this one and there's all these videos and they cut it and then it's it just goes
It's the most beautiful thing.
I don't know.
They definitely serve it at this thing. Other honourable mentions.
Parmesan.
I mean.
Good parmesan. Like Parmigiano, great. Reggianos.
You know how Americans say when you go, I've only been to America, these are all my cultural references.
Yeah.
When you're at the restaurant and then the girl comes past and because all hospitality staff have to be nice to you because they get tips. But some of them aren't nice and I'm like, bitch. There's nicer people in Australia and they're not getting tips.
And then you give them no tip and you feel really powerful about it.
To me, you start on 20%. No, you start on 20% and you can only go down from there if you're a bitch.
Because, that's really generous because I have American
20%
friends.
Yeah, good.
And I was like.
But you've got to maintain a level of service.
Yes.
So if you come over and you're rude, instantly I dock you. And
only
then if you
once.
Continue being rude, then you go all the way down to zero. And I'm like, I'm Australian. I don't know tipping. Bye. This is my tipping rule.
Well, one time in America, only once, I've been there a lot as well.
Yeah.
Have I not tipped? And it was because the guy, so we're at this restaurant in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah, right?
The Alamo.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I got
I
a
like
great Frida Kahlo bag, those tote bags you get from the markets. The ones made of plastic.
Yeah. I love Texas, P.S.
That's where I spent a full month.
Yeah.
Because I've got family friends there.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's a world of its own, Texas. We've got a member of the group is from Texas.
Oh, really?
He lives in Australia now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. We love Texas. Texas forever, as they would say on Friday Night Lights.
Texas,
my favorite show.
Y'all, everything is bigger in Texas.
Yeah. We're just saying all the Texas lines that we can think of. so this guy was like serving us. It was just me and my sister. And then there was this table of like 10 women. So I got that he would like obviously give them a bit more time, but he was literally basically ignoring us. Like he left us there for ages before he gave us menus. Then he was like, oh, hey, here's menus. And then he just like ran back to like basically suck all their dicks. And then he came back over 100 years later and basically just being actually fucking rude. Like it wasn't even excusable. I understand that you're going to get a massive tip from that table. So by all means, like give them
a little extra attention. It doesn't matter who's.
Do the basics here. And so we left no tip because we were like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because he was actually outrageously rude.
Yeah. And I'm like, but I'm, even if they're not outrageously rude, I'm still a bit, I remember going to visit my friend Erin, friend of the podcast, who lives in New York. And we went to some place and had like mimosas and I don't even think we had any food. It was just a brunch situation.
Yeah.
And then it was time to pay and the girl's like not very friendly. She wasn't downright rude, but she wasn't like friendly at all. She was just like, here, what do you want? We said mimosas. And then she brought us our drinks. Said anything else? We said no. She walked away.
Like that flat.
And then Erin was like, oh, we need to tip 20%. I'm like, no, we don't. Like that's if you're nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, she gets five. And Erin was like, oh no. And I'm like, you've been in America too long. You play the Australian card. I like, I'll be your server today. Yeah. What can I get you? Do you want some Parmesan? That's how this whole fucking tangent started, Mel.
Parmesan.
Parmesan.
Yes.
I don't know why they call it that, but I love it.
I love it too.
Like I deliberately order pasta just so they'll say it to me.
You don't even want the pasta.
I don't want the pasta. I just wanted to say, do you want some Parmesan?
When I was there, I literally would say, like I'd say all my words in an Australian accent and then we started to say water because we were finding.
Because they don't know.
Well, when we said water, if you think about it, Australians say water really stupid.
Yes, yeah.
And then.
We have awful accents.
We have horrible accents. We don't pronounce anything properly.
Mm-hmm.
And water is like, sounds the same as water.
I do the same. Like I say in the American way. And they would get
really confused. And we were there, this is when me and Kate went, did like a 3 months around America thing. And we'd been there for a few weeks and we were like, they're really not understanding when we say water. It. Like they think we're like, saying order and it makes it really awkward. And so then we would be like, yeah, could I just get like, you know, two Big Macs and two chips and a water. Thank you.
They get it. You know, they can't understand my name.
Josie.
That they're like Josie. So I literally have to say Josie. I have to say it in their accent.
Because they're like Josie. They put a Z.
Like Heno calls me Josie. I have to say it in an American accent, like water. Like at Starbucks when I order my the best like fucking filter like
oh my god American there. Filter coffee oh is my god
and
tits.
It's like $2 it. And here's an enormous cup of it thank you and but I'm like we'll it's refill Josie it 100 times. It's Josie and they go and then but when I say Josie they're like that doesn't compute they don't understand what that is. J and sometimes I'm just like Josie like I have to spell it
Josie
and then
fun,
they're like
though.
Oh Josie. And I'm like, yeah, and but I don't talk like that because I'm not from fucking Saved by the Bell.
But now I will.
But I will.
Well, we've been fucking on for about 30 minutes, so I reckon we can probably leave it there. I don't have any other cheeses, do you?
Nah, I said my piece. I'll remember something
we've
now.
We've said all our pieces. Go out and buy yourself a motherfucking massive cheese board.
Yeah.
And a wine.
And take a photo and put it in the group.
Because it's Friday night, baby, and
it's fucking
I'm alive.
Cheese porn time.
It's cheese porn 2000. See ya.
See ya.